sure I'm on there. All right. Well, I was not supposed to be the headliner today. Bishop was had to wait. Olivia's been really, really sick with pancreatitis, and from everything I've heard, it's extreme, one of the most painful. So, Lord, thank you for your word. May it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Lord, may we hide it in our heart, the living, true word in our heart, that we can learn to love you, please you, Lord, and not sin against you. Amen. All right. So, God, Ephesians 3, I put something on Facebook today, just a little small thought there. Just really like these few verses at the end of 3. Everything's good in Ephesians, right? From verse 1 up to the end. I mean, it's just the most amazing book. Starting in verse 11. This was in accordance with His eternal purpose, which He carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness. In Christ we have boldness and we have confident access through faith in Him. That's a real important word. That's not really what I'm going to talk about, but verse 12, it's important to know that you have not just access, but you have confident access to the Father in Christ, right? We all have access by the blood of Jesus. I don't have any more greater access than you do to His presence, to His to, you know, His ears, to His everything. And the Lord wants you to have confident access to God. You ever go to God real sheepishly, you know? And, bless this sinner and all the kind of stuff we do. And that's not true. It's just false guilt and actually a form of pride. You have confident access to God in Christ, which is a good thing. Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. For this reason, if you ever want to know why you go through some tribulations or stuff, it's just not always about you. It's for other people, too. For their glory. That's what he was saying. I'm not going to stop and explain every single verse. There is a point that I'm trying to get to here. For this reason, I bow my knees before God the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its name. I used to think that, I think what this means, now don't hold me to this, but it's definitely in context of what he's talking about, like that we don't get the name Ingram or Stull, that comes from heaven, you know, yeah, that's true, right? But every family on heaven and earth derives its name, there's one name. Jesus, that everything is summed up in Christ, right? Every family in heaven on earth is in Christ, and that's where we all derive the same name because we're all in Christ together. Okay, I think that would kind of fit, don't you, in what he's saying there? And that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner man. And we've talked about verb tenses before, and that word strengthens actually the aorist tense. It means that something that happened in the past, that was a definite thing, that just like the, you know, crucifixion, that you've already, there's a real sense you've already been strengthened by the Holy Spirit. Now he wants you to experience it. Okay? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that you, being rooted and grounded in love, you can comprehend with all the saints the breadth, the height, the length, the breadth, the length, the height, and the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge. And that word being here is that in Christ, you have already been rooted and grounded in the love of God. Is something that happened to you when you followed Jesus or when you asked Him to come in your heart, however you want to, whatever term you put to that, you were right then planted and rooted and grounded in the love of God. And I use this thing on Facebook. It's kind of like being in the middle of Magic Kingdom in Disney World, right? Just think about being right in the center of the Magic Kingdom. You're there, right? You're not going there. You're there. Now, all you can do is now experience everything that's in the Magic Kingdom for you. And there are other places down there, too, that I like, Epcot and everything, but I can use that one for an example. You're there, okay? You've been rooted and grounded in the love of God, meaning that you can't be any more rooted and grounded than you already are right now in the very love of God. Heard a while back, I don't know if it was Bishop or I read it was Bill Jones, somebody was saying about, they used the term about God loving God, meaning that the Father's always loving the Son is always loving the Father, the Holy Spirit, they're just all in there, like in this circle, just this perfect love, okay? And you've been placed right in the middle of it. So, the Father is always loving you with the same love He loves Jesus. Jesus is loving you with the same love He has for the Father. And the Holy Spirit is there making all of that real to you in your experience. Okay? So I don't have to try to get rooted and grounded in the love of God. You are rooted and grounded in the love of God. And that word is a, I'll just leave that one alone, but it's just one of those words that's something that happened in the past, one of those Greek words that has a present and continual action. Okay. So you be able to comprehend. That word comprehend is to lay hold of, grab it, like make it yours, you know. To know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge. Don't try to understand it, just experience it, okay? You're in the Magic Kingdom. You don't have to stop and make them explain everything there, do you? No. You get on that ride and you have fun, you know. And you have to, if you've ever been there, just think everything's free, okay? Right. It is expensive down there. Everything's expensive. But it's all yours. It's all free. It surpasses knowledge. Don't get them to explain everything. Just have fun doing it. That you may be filled up, and you have already been filled up to the fullness of God. You've been filled up to the fullness of God, right? You've already been rooted and grounded. And that word that you may be is that everything's about experience, that you may now experience the fullness of God, which is being in Christ, which is the love of Christ. You want to experience the fullness of God? Then you just, hey, Lord, help me experience. Holy Spirit, which is a good prayer. Holy Spirit, help me experience this fullness of God that I have. Everything that I have in Christ, which is the love of God. Right? And then if you pray that prayer, we use this next verse a lot. Right? It's one of our memory verses or refrigerator verses. But think of the context that we've been, everything I've been saying. Verse 20, now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us. Now to Him who is able to do far more, super abundantly, more than you can ask or think according to the power that's in you, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus forevermore. That's in context with you asking Him to let you experience the love of God for you, all that you have in Christ. He says here, He'll do far, way beyond what you ask. Right? So Lord, I want to ask for this, and you think you're getting this little peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and all of a sudden this dump truck backs up and just pours them all over you, you know, and you're swimming in peanut butter and jelly. I'm probably saying that because I hadn't had lunch yet. Yeah, I do love peanut butter and jelly sandwich though. When I was in elementary school, they used to mix it together, kind of peanut butter and honey sandwiches together. Those are really good, but you don't get just one, right? You get just That's what that verse means. Now, can we use it in other contexts? Yes. He always does more than we can ask or think. I always wondered about why, you know, when, you know, Jesus, you know, broke the bread and the fish and gave it to all these people, why, if there's leftovers, you know, what, 12 baskets left over? Then when he did the 4,000 or 20,000, whatever that was, 7 baskets left over. I thought, what? Why did you put that in there? I mean, why is that significant? And because of this, he always does more than we can ask or think. That's just the grace of God. Okay? Amen.